It's now my pleasure to welcome Jaquae Carter to the airwaves, an old friend and a historian who has focused on Hazelwood for much of his research and discovery. Hey, Jaquae, how are you?
Hello, Larry. Thanks for having me. I'm doing pretty well this morning.
Oh, you bet. It's really nice to have you with us. Coming up a week from today, you're going to be leading a walking tour in Hazelwood, and I'm excited to learn about what you'll be doing. A lot of folks don't know about all of the good things in Hazelwood, and it's great to have a historian who really understands things. The event is called Walk Hazelwood, Art, History, and Sustainability in the Neighborhood. It steps off at 10:30, July 31st, at Hazelwood Green Plaza. What's going to happen on that day?
Oh, yes, Larry. I'll actually be kicking off three sets of tours. One will be focusing on the history and industrial heritage of the former Jones & Laughlin Steel Company site, which houses now the Mill 19 complex, which is sort of where we will begin the tours. Again, at 10:30, I'll be starting, and then there will be another version of the tour, which features the sustainability at 11:30, and then also an arts tour at 12:30, featuring a lot of the art installations on the site and a little bit into the neighborhood as well. So I'm really excited about this. This is really the first sort of tour focusing on just the industrial heritage of Hazelwood. I had done one back in May, which was really more about the history of the neighborhood and taking you across the tracks, which is sort of the way that we refer to the more of the neighborhood side. But the side of Hazelwood, which is below the train tracks, which was also the former J&L Steel site, it has really yet to be explored. So it's really exciting to get down on the site. Many people haven't been down there for about 80 to 100 years. You know, the site has been off limits to residents of Hazelwood. So very excited to, you know, be able to actually, you know, point out a lot of things and give a lot of the context to some of the cultural and industrial heritage sites and things that are still there to see. Which a lot of people's grandparents or parents worked in the mill. So it was really exciting to get them down, you know, actually to where they weren't able to ever get to see some of those things that are left behind.
You may be surprised. And I think if you, I'd say if you're over 50, maybe even if you're over 45, you might remember coming inbound through the Squirrel Hill tunnels and then looking to the left when you were a little boy or girl and seeing the belching, flaming, smoking signs of steelmaking taking place in that humongous mill. It's just amazing to think of the time when that was happening, right adjacent to the Parkway East. And my sense, and you would know better, Jaquae, is that it was like a village unto itself within that mill. Micro communities, restaurants and bars and businesses just outside of the mill gates that would serve the men and women working there. Do you have a good sense of what those days were like?
Yes. I mean, you explained it really well, you know, sort of how these residential and business areas within the mill complex sort of existed with the mills encroaching all around them on all sides. The area that we'll be exploring mostly around the Mill 19 site is really close to the area that was known as Scotch Bottom. And that actually was a very lively, unique and cultural area where a lot of different nationalities came together and lived harmoniously. And it was a very small section in between the railroad tracks and the river. And it actually is a neighborhood that August Wilson talks about in some of his works. He actually mentioned it in Joe Turner's Come and Gone, which has several references to the Monongahela River and the steel industry. And he actually lived in Hazelwood for 4 years of his life in the late 50s and early 1960s. So some of his work does actually talk about, you know, some of the steel industry and some of the belching sort of smoke. And, you know, later we discovered it was obviously pollution going into the air. But these are the, you know, sort of memories of many of Hazelwood residents. You know, even myself growing up in the late 1980s and early 1990s, I still remember you know, seeing the orange flaming torch and smelling the sort of sulfur smell that was being generated from the coke works there in Hazelwood. So just being able to sort of, you know, take you to where all this was actually happening. You know, a lot of this was obviously really dangerous and off limits to people where they couldn't really get so close to the site. So it's really exciting to, you know, finally get down there and to be able to sort of paint that picture that you were describing about how the mill actually looked when it was operating, which was very noisy, you know, dusty, dirty, gritty, you know, but it really made Hazelwood what it is. So we're really proud of that legacy.
And I'm sure this is a tour that all are welcome to attend, which should make for a great day, good for kids as well as adults, right? A family could come and get a sense of Pittsburgh's industrial past.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and some of the size of some of the elements that were left behind, even Mill 19 is such a large building when you're standing in front of it. It really is something exciting and interesting for kids as well. You know, like I said, we have on the last tour that we had a lot of seniors who wanted to visit the site where their, you know, parents or grandparents worked. So we have, you know, everyone from all ages, kids all the way up to adults and seniors as well. And this will all be just on a flat walking area and basically about 1.5 miles, you know, from start to finish. So not too bad.
Now, if you go to hazelwoodlocal.eventbrite.com, you'll see all of the details. We've also linked to the Facebook event and to the website, but hazelwoodlocal.eventbrite.com. It's all free, but it's a good idea to RSVP just so Jaquay Carter, who we're speaking to here, and his colleagues will have a sense of how many people are coming and can prepare appropriately. It's July 31st. It starts at 10 a.m. And then, as you mentioned, there will be three different tours, so to speak. And we're going to talk next week about the arts-related tour, I believe, right?
Yes, and also touch on some of the environmental and sustainable efforts that have been made, such as the nation's largest solar energy panels, which were on the Mill 19 complex, powering that. So very exciting, and, you know, look forward to talking with you guys next week a little bit more about the other tours as well.
Yeah, I'm really proud of your work as as an historian who really cares about Hazelwood. You grew up in the community, if memory serves, and have spent a lot of time working to document its past in an honest and clear way. How quickly we can forget really the international importance of everything that happened in Hazelwood. But what I like, Jaquay, is you have an eye towards the future, too, and just the bones of that community and what it means to the future of the region here. It's really an exciting project taking place there.
Oh, thank you so much. You know, it is so I'm grateful that the work that I'm doing is also being able to, you know, help out in the future development. You know, a lot of the maps and, you know, sort of doing a lot of research on the site to see what was there before has really led to a lot of the streets, you know, being put back through the site as they were before, and a lot of, you know, history and arts related things for people to come and see, really becoming sort of a tourist destination area. So really excited about that and playing a part in the region's still making history and industrial heritage. So very excited about seeing everyone there in Hazelwood. And thank you so much for this opportunity to talk with you, Larry.
Our pleasure, Jaquane. Keep in touch. We'll talk soon. Take care.
Thank you.
Go to hazelwoodlocal.eventbrite.com for additional information.